better about your game than you have in these last two ball games?
Nah, this is how I'm supposed to play. This is what I'm supposed to be doing every night in, night out, Al.
Well, you're doing it, pal. I mean, tonight you are all over the place with scoring, with rebounding, with free throws, with steals. A good feeling, and you know the game in Salt Lake City was a one-point game, and tonight it's a one-point game.
Most definitely. Them boys played hard tonight. It was a good back-to-back. This is a good test for us as a team, and, you know, we were ready and we came prepared.
Well, no question about it. Tim, what do you think?
TA is a phenomenal homestand, four in a row, you know, especially these last two games. You guys haven't had your best stuff, and you're finding ways to win the game. Tonight, I thought the big moment was Jock Landale came in there in the fourth quarter.
Most
he had
death.
A couple of hoops, a couple of screens. So you guys are winning ugly right
most
now.
That's what brought our momentum. Coaches trusting our guys. You know, some of our guys are not in, but, you know, next man up. And, you know, guys are taking big responsibility to take over the game and, you know, help us win.
Well, I know you're buddies with Jock, and that was such a good feeling. He hadn't gotten any minutes in the last two games, and he comes right in and off the bat, doesn't he?
Yes, sir. Prepared. Yeah. That's what we do. You know, as I say, Coach said this is a program and this is a system we run over here in the Valley, man.
Well, you know you're my main man. I'm always proud of you, Weather. And I have to always tell you to give that little guy a big hug.
Most definitely.
Uncle Al.
I got you. Uncle Al got him.
Uncle Al, the kiddie's pal.
Will do.
Congratulations. Great win. Yeah. Great win, D.A.
Appreciate you.
Great win.
All right, now.
DeAndre Ayton and our CarMax conversation with D.A. He just had a remarkable.